We're going to continue with Perek Shira. The next item in Perek Shira is the Sodeh. We're learning Perek Shira every day we do, at least in the meantime. Soon we'll have to go back to Inyan Deyoma, or maybe some other ideas. I don't think we're going to continue doing this every day, every so often. But today we are going to continue Perek Shira. We are up to, I think, the sixth item. Is that correct? So it's the sixth item in Perek Shira, which is the Sodeh. The Sodeh, the field, sings Shira to Hashem. What is the song of the Sodeh? It's a very difficult pasuk. Hashem, the Chochma Yosad Oretz, Konein Shamayim Bisfuna. The field sings to Hashem that Hashem has established the earth with wisdom, Chochma, and Hashem has established the heavens, Konein is another word for establishing, with understanding, tevuna. Tevuna is simply understood to be a deeper degree of understanding. Mevin davar mitoch davar. Yes?
Just repeat the last part of that question.
Hashem,
yeah.
Bechochma yosad oretz,
yeah.
Konein shomayim bisvuna.
Oh, okay.
He establishes the heavens with understanding. And there's a very obvious difficulty with this idea. Why is the field focusing on Chochma? Especially not its own Chochma, but the Chochma of the earth and the Chochma of the heaven. What does the Chochma of the earth and the heaven, what does the Chochma of the earth and the heaven have to do with a field? Okay, that's a very, just to get started, what's going on over here? So I saw something very, very simple from, I think it's from Rav Kanievsky. He explains this pasuk to mean, well, let's go back to the beginning of the Torah. The beginning of the Torah, it says, beginning of Sheni, this is a very, very beautiful idea. It's simple, it's short and sweet, and really, really says it all. In the beginning of Sheni, Eile told us, Hashemayim v'yaretz v'hi v'ram v'yom asos Hashem elukim eretz v'shemayim. The whole siach hasodeh terem yihyev oretz. Okay, the whole siach hasodeh terem yihyev oretz. The whole esef hasodeh terem yitzmach. Ki loy himtir Hashem elokim al oretz v'odam ayin la'avodeh esu adam. The pasuk tells us that creation was complete. And even though, according to Rashi's explanations, even though on day three HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all vegetation, but when the creation was complete, or at least on the sixth day, for that matter, it was barren. The earth was 100% bare. How could it be bare? But on day three, Hashem created all the vegetation. Rashi says, all the vegetation was below the surface of the earth. It was waiting for Adam to be mispalel for Geshem, and then, when it would rain, the produce of the earth, the vegetation would come, would sprout, would come forward. So that's what it means. That means that the siach hasad literally means the trees, or the vegetation of the sodeh terem yihyev aretz. It did not yet sprout. The chol esef hasodeh terem yitzmach. Grass did not grow. Why not? Ki loy himtir Hashem elokim al aretz. Hashem did not yet cause it to rain. Why not? Why didn't it rain? You know why? The Odom Ayin. Because man was not created until day six. Lavoi, to work the earth. So simply, on a very basic level, it means man has to be available to work the earth. That's hard to understand what it means on a very literal. It needs man. So how does Rashi learn Pashpashah in the Pasuk? Rashi says, this man was not yet in existence to recognize the goodness. For Adam, Lufisha Adam, Ayin Lavod Eswadama, the Ein Makir, Bitoivoson Shel Geshamim. There was no human being to recognize the goodness of Geshem. Uchshabo Adam, the Yoda, when man came into existence, he knew Shehim Tzorch Olam, that there is a need, his spalel, he prayed. Alehem, the Yardu, rain descended, Vitzamchu, Hoilanos, Vehadasham, the Sada began to produce, Deshe, grass and trees came forth.
Know what rain is, he never saw it.
He never saw it. It appears that Adam was born with some intuition,
right,
that he had some sense of what rain is, to be Makir.
What he's going to do if he gets hungry, he wouldn't even know that.
The whole thing is very mysterious. It's very mysterious.
That's what I mean.
Now we also know the word siach is related to speech. We know the word siach relates to Vayetze Yitzchok. Vayetze Yitzchok losuach basodeh. What does it mean to speak in the field? Who is he talking to? He's talking to Hashem to be mispalu for a zivuk. He was went out to be misfalo. So we have the word siach in reference to tzila, and it fits very well in. No one really says, no one makes this connection, but I think it's very pashut that it's all part of what the pasuk says. When the pasuk reads the whole siach hasodeh, there was no siach hasodeh yet. Rashi takes the drash and he focuses on the odom ayin la'avod. Tzila is also called an avoda. That's really what Rashi is saying. Odom was not an ove to serve Hashem to pray. But the truth is, I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that that really is alluded to in the beginning of the pasuk. In another expression, there was no siach hasodeh yet. There was no vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basodeh. The concept of prayer was not yet in this world where man would pray for Geshem in order that it should rain and that there should be vegetation. But the point is, the idea that I think Rav Kanievsky makes is, why is the sodeh? Now let me just take a step back. Let's go one a little bit further back. There are three items in Perek Shira that overlap. There is the song of the earth, the oretz, that was the first item in the list. There is the song of the trees, which we have yet to learn, much later on in Perek Shira. And there is the song of the sodeh, the field. What is the difference between the earth, the field, and the trees? The answer is, the earth, the oretz, doesn't just represent fields that produce vegetation growth. It represents the entire earth, with the creatures of the human beings, and the deserts, and the seas. It includes Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem. V'haoretz nosan livnei adam, it's a catch-all. It's all-encompassing everything that exists on this planet, global. Which is not just a tree, is fruit. A tree is singing its own song called the Shmarach, who created something which actually produces something that's edible, something that's delightful, that's pleasant. Food. The sodeh is in the middle. The sodeh is a specific piece of land which has potential to produce fruit, to produce vegetation, if it wants, if the conditions are right. So the sodeh is part of the sodeh to a certain degree is in between the oretz and the ilan. So oretz is the whole world. We're not focusing on anything very specific. Sodeh is a piece of land that has the nutrients, has potential if it wants, and has the right conditions to bring forth vegetation, to bring forth food. Okay, so that's sodeh. So what does the sodeh say? The sodeh says, my song is? Hashem created chokhmah. He established this world with chokhmah, and he established the heavens with tavuna. What does that mean? In order for me to do my job, Sada is saying, in order for me to bring forth fruit, a human being must come along and recognize bimakir b'toivoson shel gishonim, to recognize nothing is going to happen by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do something. There has to be rain. And that means a person has to recognize that there is a creator. You have to recognize Mi Bal Habira, who created this world. This world is not a Hefkevelt. There's a creator. And the creator has the power to cause it to rain. And man has to go through the effort of being mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should rain and the earth will do its thing. So the sodeh is dependent on the chokhmah of a human being to wake up and realize that there is a creator who has the power to cause it to rain, and then that will begin the process of the earth producing what it needs to do. Just like we find at the time of creation. The time of creation, there was a sodeh, there was a field, and it was barren. Why was it barren? Because there was Adam Ayin. What is the essence of man? Chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man is the crown of creation because man possesses wisdom. And what's the wisdom of man? To recognize that there's a boirei, there's a creator, and the creator can cause things to happen if you behave yourself, you follow the rules. They're called siyah. So the whole idea, so that's why this is a very powerful idea. That's exactly why the sada is dependent on chokhmah. The essence of the sada is, Ribbono Shel, thank you for the chokhmah you've given this world. There's chokhmah in the shemayim, there's chokhmah on the earth, and it's only when man on this earth is makir the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, a man comes to an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in shemayim, has the ultimate chokhmah, and the chokhmah comes from him, can bring things about, and makes use of that chokhmah, then I can do my mission. Otherwise, if you don't explain the pasuk like this, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, what is going on over here? Most of the songs that the creatures sing, you right away appreciate them. You right away can understand why this creature is singing this particular song. But when it comes to the sadeh, chokhmah, what chokhmah? A field is just earth. It's earth. Sadeh needs the chokhmah of man to be makir b'tayvas and shol gesharim, and to be makir that is a ribbono shel olam, and put the two together in order that it should come out that is going to be something happening here in this world. Okay, that's one idea. There's another idea. That's a very, very deep idea. I like this idea very, very much. First, we have to discuss what is the difference between chokhmah and tevuna. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem told Moshe, havu lechem anashim chachamim. Hashem told Moshe, "Find anoshim chachamim univonim." But when Moshe Rabbeinu went to go and find people, he couldn't find anyone that had bina. All the he stopped. Chachamim, wise men, and well known. What happened to men of bina, of understanding, of tevuna? Moshe said, "I couldn't find any. Couldn't find any. Why not?" What is Bina? Bina is maven for leaders. So Vesal was a maven for the building of the Mishkan, but for the Sanhedrin, what's the big deal? What is Chachma? Knowledge. What is Bina? Maven Davar Mitoch Davar. So if you study something in Yeshaya, and you study something in Divrei Hayamim, and you see some discrepancy, there's something, so you compare one to the other, and then you come out with a resolution, and now that enlightens the understanding of both Yeshaya and Divrei Hayam. What's the big deal? It's not such a gross talent to have be a maven. You have broad knowledge, and you compare one to the other, and it brings out new Yesodos. Moshe couldn't find one person that has this concept of Bina, maven davar, mitoch davar. So the answer is, that type of maven davar mitoch davar, that's one level of bina. There's a much deeper translation and meaning of bina. The words are maven davar mitoch davar. Let me give you a mashal, not a real mashal. Just if someone tells you an industry secret, I'll tell you. Let's say you work in your car salesman. That's what you do the whole day. You're a car salesman.
Insider trading.
Not insider trading. A car salesman. And someone comes along and gives you, and then you have another person who's not a car. He never sold a car. He never sold anything his whole life. He doesn't have the ability to sell you anything. And you tell both of them a technique, a unique, brilliant technique how to convince a person to buy a car. The person who never his whole life sold anything, who doesn't have a driver's license, who's afraid to go in the car, you tell him this concept of how to sell someone a car. He's a very intelligent person, very interesting. I like it. It makes a lot of sense. It's brilliant. It sounds great on paper. It really sounds good. And then you tell the other person that this is what he does. This is what he's been doing his whole life. For 50 years, every single day he sells cars. He has the world record for selling the most cars. And you tell him the chiddush, the concept. And, oh, why did I ever think of that? It's brilliant. It's out of this world, this new idea, this technique. That person is a maven davar. I understand this davar. Mitoch davar. I am within the industry. I appreciate the advice, this insight, because I live in this world. I live in this industry. I'm maven the davar because I am living my whole essence, my whole life is to be mitoch davar, is in this industry. The idea you told me touches the cords of my neshama. I get it. I get it, I understand it, I will implement it, I will try it, I'll think about it, that's what I do. The other person, it's interesting, it's like a good read, it's a nice book, and I'll put it on the side, maybe I'll remember, maybe I won't remember it, I had enjoyment listening to such a concept. He's a chacham. You've told me chachma, but this chachma that you've presented me has nothing to do with my life. It's interesting, I like it, it's a good movie, it's a good book, I appreciate it, I'll pay you the price of admission, but that's it. The other person is a whole different world. It's what I do, it's my life, it's my blood. Neven dover mitoch dover. That's called bina. Now, we come to this pasuk. This pasuk presents for us two different types of chachma. This chachma that relates to the oretz, to the earth, and this chachma that relates to shemayim. Anything that we say shemayim, automatically spiritual, is on a higher level. When it comes to shemayim, the term used is tevuna. Tevuna is the higher level, meivin davar mitoch davar, which means it's your essence. You live and breathe this type of chachma. When it comes to Oretz, we use the simpler term, Chochmah. It's knowledge, it's something that is interesting, that's important, and we're going to package it up and put it on the shelf. When you're dealing with something that's Kuli Gashmi, purely a mundane topic, it's Chochmah. It's interesting, it's good, it's smart, it's fine.
It's information.
Information. It's not going to change my life. When you're dealing with matters that are spiritual, that's everything. It captures your essence. Spirituality is not just information. This is who you are. This is what it's all about. It's not you comparing A to B and we're going to compare and now we have a new insight. No. It's your maven dover. When you're a spiritual person, you live a life of spirituality. You understand something because this is your essence. It's on a whole different caliber, a whole different league. The sodeh is both. The sada says, I have within myself, within my makeup, both chokhmah and bina. Meaning, I'm an observer. I'm a field, the sun shines, it rains, people step on me. On the one hand, I'm nothing. I'm just, I collect information. I'm a field, I have lots of potential, nutrients, I'm in a good environment, there are a lot of things that I can possibly do. But if you don't take advantage, and you don't use me, cultivate me, and plant seeds, and fertilize the soil, and water it, and care for it, nothing's going to happen. I will just collect all of this potential, I'll absorb it, and it will be there. That's chokhmah. But if someone will cultivate the earth will produce. The earth becomes a yoitzer, a creator. The earth has the power. Not the earth, the sod. The sod is an item which can create. It can produce fruit, vegetables, and the fruits and the vegetables themselves have seeds, which in turn can further produce other fruits and vegetables. A field has the spiritual power of creativity. The field can be a creator. If you can create, that is a level of maven dover. That's your essence. That is something that is spiritual to a certain degree. So when the sada sings shira, the sada is saying, I have within me both. On the one hand, I am a chacham, and on the other hand, I have the tevuna of shemayim. It's all what you make out of me. If you want to ignore me, I'll just be a chacham. I'll collect the sun rays and the nutrients. But if you'll make the most out of me, then I'll be a yoitzer. What's the Musar Haskel? The Musar Haskel is Adam Eitz HaSodeh. When you say Sodeh, it's really a remes to man, the song of man. The Adam Eitz HaSodeh. Man is the Eitz, the wood that grows out of the Sodeh. Man also has potential. If you're going to collect all the information and do nothing with it, that's chokhmah. You'll have nothing to show for it when the day is over. But if you'll cultivate the chokhmah and you'll live a life of spirituality, then you'll come to a level of tevuna, meivin davar mitoch davar, and you'll be like the field which have the koach of a yotzer, of creativity, of the ability to be more spiritual to be a more spiritual creature. Okay, that's a second idea relating to the Sadeh. Okay, let's now go to a third idea relating to the Sadeh. There's another interesting difference, between these two terms. When it comes to the earth, it's Yosat. Hashem b'chochma Yosat. Yosat is in the past tense. When it comes to the Shemayim, Konein is in the present tense, which teaches us that all matters of wisdom that are mundane are finite, are limited. Hashem b'chochma Yosat Aretz. Ein chodosh tachas hashamesh. There's nothing new in science. Whatever happened, happened. Whatever is, is. Just spend your whole life uncovering the chokhmah which has been established in the past. When it comes to matters of spirituality, it's konein in the present tense, which means there's chidush. A person that's involved in the study of Torah has the ability to create, to develop new insights into Torah that never existed before. That's such a, and it's a very mystical concept to be on a level where you yield from the Chadish Kedushay Torah that no one ever heard of before. So, you know, the Emes HaChidish. There's a Chazal that say, Kol Ma Shetalmud Basik Osir LeHischadish was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Anything which a Talmud was going to be Mechadish, Moshe already knew about. So if you say a Vart that's Kum, you say an idea that's total nonsense, Moshe didn't know about it. Because Chazal said, Kol Ma Shetalmud Vosik, a legitimate Talmud, would one day innovate, Moshe Rabbeinu already knew about it. But if you say something which is foolish, Moshe didn't know about this. So that's an Emes HaChidosh. That's an Emes HaChidosh. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear about this one before. But there is some truth to it, because that's what this pasuk is telling us, that in the Koch of Torah Bonim say, every year they make a new drasha. How could it be you spend so much time preparing a drasha? What new can you be mechadish on this parsha that you already teretz is? That is the koach of spiritual matters, the ability to be konein, to go forward and come up with new insights. Okay, let's come to a fourth idea. This is a simple idea. It's a gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Hey. The gemara tells us about the Bnei Seir. Yoishvei HaChorei. They live in the place called Chorei. Chorei or Chori. Chori, I'm not sure what the pasuk says. And the Gemara there asks the question, what does it mean that they are Yoishvei? They are dwellers of the earth. I don't remember the entire Gemara. Does everyone else live in the heavens and they only live on the earth? What does it mean? Chori, Chori comes from the word snake. And the Gemara goes on to say that the people whom Seir, they were extremely talented. They can smell the earth. It's famous Gemara. They can smell like a snake. A snake eats dust. A snake is constantly smelling the earth. There are certain types of people that are very skilled. They can smell the earth, and they can tell you what will grow on this piece of earth. On this piece of earth, if you plant melons, you'll be successful. But if you plant wheat, it'll be a failure. On this piece of earth, there are different nutrients. If you'll plant barley, you'll be successful. If you'll plant carrots, it'll be a disaster. Chazal said Shlomo HaMelech was so wise, he excelled in this knowledge. He was able to plant things in Eretz Yisrael that no one else was able to succeed in growing. Why? Because Shlomo HaMelech knew that there are certain, called gidim, certain sinews of earth that extend from all different parts of the world, and if you know the proper location, Eretz Yisrael, where to plant, you can plant every single type of fruit and vegetable on a certain place in Eretz Yisrael, and it will thrive because the soil has the proper nutrients, the proper mazel. It's just a chokhmah to be able to know where and when to plant different types of things, and you will succeed. So that's what the Pasuk Rebbe is saying. Pasuk Rebbe is saying is that the Sadeh represents the potential to produce. The potential to produce vegetation, the potential to create, to succeed. It all depends on Chochmah. You have to have the sensitivity to know which land is suitable for what and when. And this is a Musar Haskel for a person's Parnasa. Because to a certain degree, Sadeh, what is a Sadeh? Sadeh represents potential to make Parnasa. A sada is a field, and that field produces fruits and vegetables and agriculture, time of Chazal, that's how a person made parnasa. And the pasuk says, don't, not so fast. If you just go to any ordinary sada and you start planting fruits and vegetables, grain, there's no guarantee you're going to succeed. It's potluck. Sometimes you'll plant, it'll work. Sometimes it won't work. It's because you don't know what this field is suitable for. And you either you get lucky or you don't get lucky. But if you do possess the true chokhmah, the chokhmah, the chokhmah yosad aretz, and the chokhmah, the svuna of the siyata shmaya of the mazolos and the environment of the sun and the rain and so on and so forth, if you do possess that chokhmah, you will be able to have the success in order to know when and how to make the most out of a good opportunity. You see very often people are in the same business, they do exactly the same thing. Some people are matzliach and some are not matzliach. Why? They're doing the same exactly what?
But that is Bidei Shemayim.
But it's Bidei Shemayim because since we do not possess the Chochmah, we do not possess the Chochmah, so it's all potluck. It's all potluck. Bidei Shemayim. Hashem wants a certain person to have the mazel, not to have the mazel. But a person would have a little more Chochmah, then he... It's a little, you have to be careful how you say this. You can take matters into your own hands to a certain degree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mazel would come by giving you the Chochmah. Hashem will give you good mazel by giving you the chokhmah to know how to go about succeeding in taking advantage of the right opportunity. Yeah.
Notice that in English, whatever area you pursue is called a field of endeavor.
Very good. Okay. Okay. Okay, so these are a few short ideas relating to the Sada, and we'll conclude with this.